It says life is only 10% of what happens to you. The other 90% is how you deal with it. And Grace and Tim have been amazing in the way they've responded to the very tragic loss of their son. And that teaches us all something. So Grace and Tim have asked me to open today with a prayer. And I found one that was written by Maya Angelou that I think sums it up. So I'm going to say that and then give you all a very special blessing. So let us pray. Father, Mother God, thank you for your presence during the hard and mean days, for then we have you to lean upon. Thank you for your presence during the bright and sunny days, for then we can share that which we have with those who have less. And thank you for your presence during the holy days, for then we are able to celebrate you and our families and our friends. For those who have no voice, we ask you to speak. For those who feel unworthy, we ask you to pour out your love in waterfalls of tenderness. For those who live in pain, we ask you to bathe them in the river of your healing. For those who are lonely, we ask you to keep them company. For those who are depressed, we ask you to shower upon them the light of hope. Dear Creator, you, the borderless sea of substance, we ask you to give to all the world that which we need most, which is peace. May God bless you with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger at injustice, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and turn their pain to joy. And may God bless each and every one of you, especially the young, with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this world, so that you can do what others claim cannot be done. Amen.
Yes, round of applause.
Fantastic, thank you very much. Tim, do you want to say a few words before we get started?
Yeah?
You for it, Alright.